Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ken Shepherd along with Dana Lee, and the show's called Making Money in Real Estate When You Have No Money. The reason we do this show is to help people create jobs, feed families, fund companies, and create legacy. We do it all to give it back and to say thank you to the community for all the things that we've learned over the years. You can connect with us through a very exciting website where there's over 200,000 members that are like-minded real estate thinkers, and that website is kenreradio.com. That's kenreradio.com. Over 200,000 people on that site, all connecting to help each other get deals done, and we've closed deals with people on that site. The email address to reach me is fci@pactel.net. You can also reach out to www.creativeflips.webs.com or www.dealswithkatie.com. We've closed $180 million in deal flow that shows up on the website and have many more things that are not on the website where we've closed deals that are not there for confidentiality reasons. We do have another deal we recently closed for $2 million that we've yet to post. I'm also going to read a short disclaimer, and then we'll go ahead and get started with the show. This show is intended for the listeners only. All investment information contained in the show has been secured from sources Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd believes are reliable, but we make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information. The views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in the show are not the responsibility of Creative Flips, Inc. in any manner. Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd accepts no liability for the content of the show or for any of the consequences of any actions taken on the basis of the information provided in the show. Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd recommends that you consult with a financial advisor, accountant, and any other professional that can help you understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. Now let's talk about the show today.
So, we started a few minutes late. It was a little bit difficult for us to be here on time. So we'll cover the subject matter we want to cover. Dana and I have talked extensively about some of the things that we're hearing on the feedback side from people around the world. And one of the things that keeps coming up is, how do you define 100% financing? And so we wanted to address that. We feel that it's something that should be addressed because it needs to be clarified as to what we mean when we say that. When we say making money in real estate, go ahead, Dan.
I beg your pardon.
Not at all.
Yes, we also will address what it means when we say making money in real estate when you have no money. But the 100% financing thing is the stump of so many seminars and weekend gurus and internet gurus. And so people think that just anybody can get 100% financing because so many people are saying that it's available. So we're here to dispel that myth a little bit today.
I think that's a good idea. And I think also what's really important to understand is when you go to these events, they talk about 100% financing from them. Generally, there's a very large entry fee, sometimes $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 and such like that,
before you
can actually have access to the ability to use that capital. Now, I don't know about you, but I certainly don't know that many people that carry those kinds of positions. And obviously, that takes away the concept of no money down, because you really are putting $40,000 down in order to have access to their list. And I know this because one of the guys that runs these very large base company, I won't mention who they are, but I went to one of their meetings where they serve a lunch and, you know, this, that, and the other thing, just to hear what they had to say. And I asked a few questions, and they could see that I was experienced as an investor. And they really didn't want an investor in the room that was experienced. Whether they say so or not, they don't. But regardless of that, what's really important to understand is that is not a no money down situation, okay?
If I can pay a lender $40,000 and believe that they're going to give me 100% financing on every deal that I find, that I want to do, then, hey, isn't this a deal?
Well, you know, the problem is most of the deals that you present to them won't fit into their model and they won't fund you anyway. So, you know, it's sort of a myth that that'll work. Now, but let's talk about...
That's right. Just to go a little bit further into that.
Yeah.
Every lender, whether you pay them to consider lending to you or not, they're going to underwrite you, they're going to underwrite the property, they're going to underwrite the market.
Right.
And they're going to, that's just a fact. Because
right.
Litigation, as we've said so many times, is job one for lenders.
Exactly. And so one of the things that we've discovered is that it's very, very, how can I say it? It's not a fully clarified when somebody says no money down. But what we would like to do is say, you can do deals for no money down, but here's the thing. It may not be your money down, but it may be somebody else's money down, or it may be somebody else's credit down. If you have the cash and you don't have the credit, or if you don't have the credit or the cash, but you tie up a piece of property and you do it for $10 or a promissory note or whatever, then you're really working with somebody else's money down, but there is money in the deal. It's just not your capital. Okay?
Right.
That's
so there
the
are,
important
there
thing
are,
to understand.
There are basically three or four types of currency. There's whatever we're using for cash at any given time in history. There's knowledge. There's time. And there's experience. So if you have two or three of these things, you can very well leverage other people's whatever you don't have to get a deal done. Whatever
right.
you're missing. Say you have credit and experience, but you don't have cash. You don't really have knowledge. Oh, you have knowledge because you have experience. So you don't have cash, but you have credit. Hey, there are people all over the place that have a little bit of cash and they're willing to do the deal. But they can't really get their deal done because their credit has been really challenged because of the economy and the experiences that so many Americans have had, and not just Americans, but so many Americans have had with this economy here.
That's right. And so one of the things that we feel is so important is that people understand when we say no money down what that means, because it doesn't mean you don't need any cash. Now, there are deals. I have seen deals done where there is no cash whatsoever, okay? Now, that's when the seller pays all the closing costs. That's when the seller may carry back a note and they own the property free and clear, and you go out and get a loan against the property that the seller allows you to get, okay? For, say, it's a $100,000 value property and you can get a loan for $50,000, and so you get a loan for $50,000 with no qualifying, and then the seller carries back another $50,000, and the seller pays all your closing costs out of the $50,000 that you gave them. So you really bought the property for no money down. Can that happen? Yeah. Does it happen?
Is it rare?
Oh, ridiculously rare.
Okay. It's the same thing with 100% financing. We actually have colleagues that will do 100% financing. But
that's true.
Kim, why don't you break down what that means to our colleagues?
Sure. Well, basically what we're talking about is that...
Their guidelines.
Yeah. I mean, they have guidelines, and most of the guidelines... Well, I'll give you an example. I know one guy that'll finance 100% of the rehab, 100% of the purchase price. Dan and I know this guy, okay? The company, their principal, they use their own capital. But here's what it has to be. Watch this. You have to live close by the property, so you can't do
so
it long
within 40
distance.
Minutes to 60 minutes, okay.
Yep.
Drive time.
And you have to have a 720 or better FICO score, okay? And you have to show the ability for repayment.
You have
because
to have the experience.
And you have to have the experience to do the work. You have to know what
and
you're
doing.
And
the property needs to be how much, Ken? 300 grand?
At least 300,000.
Wow. So in
right.
the Midwest, that can be difficult to find a property that, even if you've got all the other factors, finding a property that's $300,000 that you can fix and flip as quickly as some, that's a challenge. Because
that's right.
we can pick up properties here in the Midwest for $20,000 to $60,000 that need
or
about $25,000 to $40,000 worth of work,
exactly,
and will sell for $120,000, $150,000 once they're
right.
rehabbed.
Exactly. Now these
nowhere
guys,
near 300.
Exactly. Now these guys will work all over the country in a lot of states, so you know you could have something in a different state. But here's the thing that's so important to understand. Okay, these are not the norms. Okay, it's not the norm. The norm
no, these
is
are definitely niche.
A niche, absolutely, no question about it. And I'm telling you, Dana and I come across this all the time, where people come to us, and like we had a guy come to us recently, and he says, "I'm very disappointed because you guys said you could fund everything." And I said to him, "We can fund everything, but you have to have the property." And he said, "Well, can't you contract the property for us?" And we said, "No, you have to contract the property." He says, "Well, I don't have any money to put down." I said, "You don't have to have any money to put down. So listen to the radio shows. You can use a promissory note. You can put down a dollar. There's even a guy that we found recently that will put up the deposits for you." There are all kinds of ways that you could actually do it without your own cash. But it's very important to understand that it, in most cases, and I'm certainly not going to say in all cases, you need cash. And on the bigger deals, you need even more cash. If you're doing, let's say, I don't know, a 10-unit apartment building, you know, you probably need a good amount of cash, you know, so because they want to know that you have substantial commitment to the asset. Now, if you're flipping the asset, if you're actually asking us to take over the asset because you don't have the ability to close on it, that's fine. We'll pay you an assignment fee. You have to contract it. Now, we'll provide comfort to the fact that we have the ability to close, and you write the contract in your name, and you can listen to the different shows we've done on that topic. But the most important thing to understand is no money down is rare, and it doesn't mean no money down for a lot of times. I'll give you another example. There's another webinar that I know that also will finance you 100%. They'll pay your rehab, they'll pay your purchase price, but guess what? You have to buy their course. And guess what happens if you don't buy their course? They won't finance you.
Well, even if you buy their course, you still are looking at underwriting guidelines.
That's exactly right. And you may
and they're going to want to walk through the property,
yep,
from an investor's eye.
Yeah.
And so you can't get away from the underwriting. You cannot get away from the ARV.
Exactly. She's absolutely right. You can't get away from the underwriting, the research, all that stuff, because if you think you can, you're really not in the right business. You're just not, because it's not realistic. And we want people to be realistic about what's out there. We don't want you to be disappointed. We don't want you to pay money and take courses and then not buy property. We don't want any of that. Okay, so if you take a course and then they say, okay, now we'll give you our capital, well, then you have to find a property that meets their criteria. And trust me when I tell you, because I've closed with some of these guys, and we just recently did one, it isn't easy to find a property that fits their criteria at all. Okay, and are there cases of success? Of course there are. Are they rare? Absolutely. Would I say a majority of the people taking all these webinars and seminars and stuff do not buy property and perhaps even have horrific losses as a result of thinking they will and don't? Absolutely. However, there's always those that succeed in everything. If there's enough people, some of them will figure it out, or they'll find somebody to help them figure it out. And that's fine. I'm not saying it's not good education. I'm just saying we want people to take money that they have instead of putting it into education and put it into real estate. Build your portfolio for your family. Grow something. Make something happen
right.
That you own. It's very important to own things because that's what will build your future. So we really wanted to drive home this point about what no money down and 100% financing really means. Go ahead, Dana. Sorry.
That's why we call the show Making Money in Real Estate When You Have No Money. The show Making Money in Real Estate with No Money Down.
That's right, exactly.
Because we don't want to disillusion you. when you have no money, we can show you ways to make money in real estate so that you can start having money to do more real estate deals and make more money on those deals. Because
that's right.
Because, of course, when we bring you together with people, or when you find people that are going to bring in the things that you're missing, they're going to want legitimately a portion of yield or some return on their investment, just like you should always want a return on your investment.
Exactly.
So if you say, okay, there's a lot of people out there. I see them on LinkedIn. I see them on all the websites that they're property finders and they're wholesalers. And so many folks that are wholesaling, they want to get $3,000 for finding a property and giving you the address.
I had one the other day just like that.
So you want to get the return on your investment. So if your investment is finding a great deal and handing off the address to someone and having them do the contract work and then you need to get a return on your investment. But you need to realize in a very clear thought or mind what your investment actually was and what is it actually worth. Now, if you get the property under contract and you've got a credit, but you've got a credit score of 630 or better, but you don't have any cash, so now you need someone that's going to come in and bring the cash. And
that's right.
Cash will drive the deal.
That's right. Cash will drive the deal, and credit drives the deal. You know.
So now, if you bring those two together, now you've got an investment that is of more than just handing off an address. You've got the property under contract at a good price, and you've got the credit score to be the personal guarantor on the loan, and your cash partner can come in and be the cash partner. And then you have a larger piece of the pie. Yeah, thank you.
Right.
You have a larger piece of the pie at the end of the deal.
And here's something else.
An address. Go ahead.
You're absolutely right. All the things that she's saying couldn't be more right. They just couldn't, because they're the facts. You know, and when you go out and you get into the real world and you get outside of education, you'll find that these are the facts. Because one of the first things people are going to ask you, if you're buying an asset and you're not just selling a contract to get out of the paper and make some money by selling the contract, which is step one, not step five. It's the first thing you do when you first start, but then start owning things and taking title and stuff like that. Okay. The first thing you're going to hear when you get into deals where you're going to own things and take title is, where's your cash? Where's your property? Where's your credit? I don't have any net worth. Oh my gosh, I don't have any cash. Well, guess what? We have both. We have credit. We have people with FICO scores of 800 that want to help close deals and co-sign. We just did a deal with a guy that has a 700 that we brought into a deal because the person that we were dealing with was from another country and that needed to have a domestic person involved with the deal that had good credit that the lender knew so that we could make the deal work. Okay?
Right.
I just don't want to take away from the concept of no money down. You know, we say making money in real estate when you have no money is absolutely true. Absolutely.
You have no money. Other people have money, and other people are really interested in getting a return on their money
in
real estate because they know there are larger returns. So, for example, just changing perspective just a moment, we have so many Canadians now over the past 3 or 4 months that have been reaching out to us. And these guys, they have some cash. In some cases, they have lots of cash, or they know how to raise it, which is another way to get cash for your deal.
Exactly.
But they don't have an American FICO. And so many of the lenders on assets here in the U.S. want an American FICO. They want an American guarantor. So if you've got a great credit score, and you just want to partner with these guys in some way, a lot of these guys are buying and holding. Some of them are fixing and flipping, but a lot of them are focused on buying and holding.
That's right.
And so, you know, with a great credit score, and you can negotiate your way into a deal, into
She's
a buy and hold
right.
deal even.
She's absolutely
if
right.
You have, If you have no credit score, you have no cash, you have no experience, or you're just not able to get up out, you know, I'm a disabled person. I could not go out and fix and flip a house by myself. Okay? I have the skill to run contractors. I could certainly do that. I could be at the property every day and see the stuff and make sure it was done right. But
right.
I could no longer at this age fix and flip a property. Even if it was just cosmetic work, I wouldn't be able to do it. So
sure. If
you're in my situation, if you're in my situation, and but you have no credit score and no cash, then you have to get knowledge. And that's why we give it away for free. Then you have to give time. You have to spend your time looking for deals that are under 60 or 65% ARV, after repair value or stabilized value, if we're talking commercial. You have to get them under contract. Now, when we say 60 to 65% of ARV or stabilized value, we're talking about what is the property going to be worth minus whatever rehabs. So you want to go, if it's worth $100, you're going to say, I'm willing to spend up to $60, maybe $65.
Including purchase price and repairs for
right.
single-family property, absolutely, that's correct.
Right, so I'm willing to spend $60, maybe $65, minus whatever it's going to take me to repair it. So if I'm willing to spend $65 on a $100 asset,
right.
then and it's going to cost me $20 to repair it,
right.
then I can't pay you more than $45.
That's right. And by the way, we've already run out of airtime because we started late, which we apologize for. We are still recording. So before we lose all our recording time, Dana, can you tell people how they can get in touch with you, please?
Sure. Just a note, dealswithkd.com has been down for the past week. My IT guys are working on that for me. And you can reach out to us at danalee209@gmail.com. That's D as in divine, I as in India, V as in victory, I as in India, N as in Nancy. No, not divine. I'm spelling divine,
no.
Ken. You got to stop me when I do stuff like
A
that.
It's danalee209@gmail.com. D as in dog, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, L as in Larry, E as in elephant, I as in ink, G as in George, H as in heaven, 209@gmail.com. Okay, you can
and
also reach out to us.
And of course, D as in divine.
D as in divine is fine.
You can reach out to us at 269-849-9510. Text that number, please. You can also, please, when you write to me by email, write to Ken by email.
That's right.
Frank Charlie India. That's FCI, Frank Charlie India, at tacbell.net. That's P like Paul, A, C like cat, B like boy, ELL.net.
Exactly. And the other thing is you can look at the website. We have people that have come to us through the website. Yesterday we had somebody write to us, which I wrote back to that person because they wanted us to help them with a line of credit on 5 rental properties. And, you know, we're happy to help people on anything we can help you on. Debt, equity, mezzanine, bridge financing is called mezzanine. It's the same word for that. It's just a different word for that. Structured products in business and real estate across all the platforms that you can think of. So we offer you a lot of spread. A lot of people say that are buyers, investors and stuff, I won't do something that's less than $5 million. I've done deals for $20,000. I've done deals for $100 million. Dan has done deals in the millions as well. So we've done deals for, we just did one for $125,000 recently the other day. But, you know, the point I'm making here is you can do it, okay? You have to work. It takes effort. It's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to happen for you like magic. You're going to have to work for it like we do every day. I work 13, 14 hours a day. Dana does the same. We're on the phone all day long. We're looking for deals. We're looking for financing. We're helping people package deals. We're looking for more and more ways to put things together so we can help people get more and more things done. So I hope we don't run out of recording time. I don't think we are, but it didn't say that we are, so I'm assuming that we're still recording. So I think we covered the subject. And Dan, is there anything else you want to add?
No, I think we've covered the subject pretty well. Folks,
okay.
Just one more call out. If you have a 680 to an 830 credit score, I think 833 is the max credit score, and you want to...
United States, that is. Go ahead.
FICO's credit in the United States. And you want to leverage your way into deals, buy and hold deals on multi-units, please write to us. Text me at 269-849-9510. And let us see what we can do. Let's talk.
Absolutely. We appreciate everybody listening. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to listen to us and be part of our family. You can also connect with us on Facebook. You can also connect with us through our Twitter account. But at the end of the day, I'm not really that technologically advanced. You know, I just operate like, you know, call us, send us an email. For me, I like email because I like paper trails. Dan is okay with phone calls and texts and such like that. So we're very reachable. We're not, you know, getting on a plane tomorrow morning and not going to be findable. I think if you talk to people that know us, they'll tell you that we're very accessible. Hopefully that helps you, Dana. Can I please call you back offline?
Certainly.
And we look forward to hearing from you. And we just got the 90-second cue. So anyway, we're going to say thank you so much to everybody for listening, being part of our family. We look forward to being part of yours. Take care. Thank you, and have a great rest of the week. Bye.